From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today's proceedings at the John Allen Muhammad murder trial have been marked by emotional testimony. Prosecutors focused on the shooting of the youngest victim of the Washington, D.C. area sniper attacks. Jurors heard briefly from 14-year-old Iron Brown, who was shot in Bowie, Maryland last October. That shooting was part of a spree which left 10 people dead and terrorized the D.C. region. John Allen Muhammad is being tried in Virginia Beach for one of those killings. And joining me now from the courthouse in Virginia Beach is NPR's Brian Naylor. Brian, tell us about what Iron Brown had to say this morning.
Melissa, at first, Brown's family didn't actually want him to testify. They've been very protective of him since the shooting a year ago. But an attorney for the family said this morning that in the interest of the community, they were withdrawing a motion to suppress his testimony. And so when Brown got to the stand, he actually didn't testify for very long. He was wearing a white shirt. His hair was pulled back. He's kind of a lanky youth. Prosecutor James Willett asked him how he does in school. He said he gets A's and B's, likes to play basketball, and likes to draw. Well, it then asked him what happened the morning of October 7th. Iron testified he got out of his aunt's car at the Benjamin Tasker Middle School. His aunt had testified earlier she was taking him to school because Iron was kicked off the bus for 3 days for eating candy. Iron said he walked toward the school, put his book bag down, and then he said, "I got shot." And Willett asked him, well, if he realized right away he got shot, and Iron answered, yeah. Willett then asked him what was the result of the shooting, presumably meaning his physical damage, but Iron responded that, in his words, "it brought me closer to God." He then said he was in the hospital, he'd had his spleen removed, and that was pretty much it. He glanced briefly at Muhammad and was rushed out of the courtroom by his family.
You mentioned that his aunt also testified. What did she tell the jury?
Her testimony, I think, was very moving for jurors. She said she heard a loud noise like a car backfiring or a firecracker after she dropped off Iron. And then she heard him calling, "Aunt Tanya, Aunt Tanya," and saying he was shot. She said at first she didn't believe him and asked him to stand up. She then said that she saw a hole in his shirt and a blood stain. Tanya Brown is a nurse, and so told Iron to get back into the car. She drove him to a nearby medical clinic and told him, "You're not going to die." At that point, prosecutors played a recording of her call to 911. She told the operator he's still breathing, but he looks pale, that he was congested. And at that point on the stand, Mrs. Brown began wiping tears from her eyes. She said, "Iron told me that he loved me." And a number of jurors at that point were wiping tears from their eyes. It was very moving.
Brian, John Allen Muhammad isn't actually on trial for this shooting of Iron Brown, but the jury's been hearing from a whole stream of witnesses, of family members of other victims who were shot. What is the government doing with these witnesses? What's the point?
Well, you're correct. Muhammad is charged only in the death of Dean Myers, who was killed later in October. But prosecutors are trying to prove that Muhammad and Malvo are guilty under a new anti-terrorism statute. And so they'll be arguing, I think, that the resulting community fears after the Brown shooting, especially parents keeping kids from school, outdoor activities canceled, that sort of thing, that's all evidence of terrorism. And that they also need to prove Muhammad was involved in more than one killing to convict him under the other charge, the state's mass murder statute.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Melissa.
NPR's Brian Naylor covering the trial of John Allen Muhammad in Virginia Beach.